I'm running for office for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Because I believe that judges should be fair and impartial.
Personal experience, educational expertise, and the heart.
We need a fresh new voice in local government.
Crime and criminal justice reform.
We can debate, disagree, listen, learn, and compromise.
Those challenges also bring opportunity and risk.
We really need that diversity of thought.
Every single American deserves a shot at chasing their dreams.
It takes a special something to stop complaining and grumbling about the state of the world and deciding to get up and take action. The first steps in Democracy's Opening Act is getting fed up with the way things are and deciding to do something. In Jefferson County, Colorado, last year, local politics became national after a newly elected conservative school board sought to remove classes it deemed condoned civil disorder. The controversy and subsequent protests against censorship are what drove Amanda Stevens, a former student and current parent in Jefferson County, to run for political office for the very first time, putting her name in this year's county school board elections. Stevens says she just wants to get back to making decisions based on the students and not on partisan politics. Amanda is our second political rookie in our series about what it's like to take a first lap in American politics.
I recognize that I come to this election season at a time when things are heightened and a little polarized in our school district. And I believe that my life as a student in Jefferson County, and then as a teacher, and again now as a parent in Jefferson County, means that I can do some bridge building instead of feeding the polarization. And I can make sure that students and decisions that are in their best interest are at the center of decisions rather than partisan politics.
You grew up in the Jefferson County School District, but you didn't have the success, perhaps, that you want your children to have in the school district in high school, right?
It's a great question. I was a really strong student, and the schools that I attended were great schools. They served me well. I earned strong grades, but I also became disconnected during a time of family difficulty. And that disconnection meant that I ended up leaving school, and I earned my GED. That was also the very thing that motivated me later to become an educator, because I don't want to see any student slip through the cracks the way that I did. And that means we all need to be working together, and we need to have our eyes focused on students, all of them, one at a time.
What is it that caused you to, you know, step over the line and put yourself up for election?
Well, I've been following school board decisions for about a year and a half, coming up on 2 years now. So I'm seeing how the work that used to be invisible to me really needs to be more visible to me and all community members because of the way it really directly impacts us.
Why the heck is Jefferson County, Colorado, a political hotbed all of a sudden?
I don't know why Jefferson County has landed where we are. In a couple past presidential elections, the state of Colorado has become one that's watched more carefully. Interestingly, we tend to be about one-third Republican, about one-third Democrat, and about one-third unaffiliated voters or independent voters. And so I think that when you look at the state of Colorado and when you look at Jefferson County, you have a microcosm. And so what happened recently during a school board election cycle is a considerable amount of outside money came in. We had a duly elected board who has since then surprised voters with their decision making. I've talked to people who said, I voted for these people and I'm not getting what I thought I voted for. In addition, I think that some of the conflict is bringing in big players. We have people who want reform of a certain kind, working against teachers and teachers' organizations, our ed association and the union. And that microcosm now has come to represent for some people the big questions. And education right now is nationally a hotbed of discussion, debate, and policy changes. So I think Jefferson County is exemplar.
Is it fair to say that you've seen outside money in your county come in and attempt to impose a conservative ideological agenda on certain curriculum matters in the schools, and that you want to prevent that and leave it up to families?
It came as a surprise to the Jefferson County community when AP US history was called into question as something that somehow didn't represent a certain perspective on American values. When it comes to learning about our history, we need to learn about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we need to learn through primary accounts and create opportunities for students to do their own thinking as historians. I don't need to spend my time saying why certain board members are problematic. I instead will say, let's take each issue as it presents itself and make the right decision for students.
Amanda Stevens running for the very first time for Jefferson County School Board.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.